This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Cycle CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site completely free. So head over there and do that. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark's still out for the remainder of the week through, I think he's coming back on Saturday. So we're actually, by the way, going to be live on Christmas Day as well as Christmas Eve. So be sure you stick with us all week long here. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves, as we like to say. Coming up, Wayne, you're going to tell us about the former UK drug czar who has come out of the closet, not as a gay man, but which maybe is, I don't know, but coming out for the legalization of all drugs.
All drugs.
Yeah, and that's way better than just coming out for pot, which, you know, some politicians will find the courage to do. We'll touch back on that here in a little bit. But I want to get to something I mentioned last night, and we never had a chance to get to, and that's a piece from Time Magazine about the oil spill. Whatever happened to the Gulf oil spill? Sam and I touched on the Gulf oil spill last night when we were talking, and I mentioned that I remember reading an article, actually it was from Time, where they talked about how the environmental impact wasn't as significant as some of the people were clamoring about. They were, you know, obviously it was the largest oil leak or spill or whatever you want to call it ever, but at the same time, the impact for different reasons wasn't as calamitous as it was made out to be. And I think they touch on that here in this piece.
But I want to qualify something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother and I talk sometimes about stocks and what to buy. And in the past, he's watched TV and they've recommended a stock he's bought. He's gotten burned. And so I said, you know, when you watch these shows, just do the opposite of what they say. And the same thing with Time Magazine. When I hear stuff in Time Magazine, I tend to believe just the opposite, especially when they're really trying to stress a point because, you know, they're corporate media. So I understand you want to go through this story, but...
True, but don't you think that Time Magazine would take, if they could, wouldn't they take a very pro-environmental position?
Not necessarily.
Because they're doesn't gonna take that a, tend gonna to take benefit a, the state?
They're going to take a pro-state position.
But doesn't the taking the environmental position benefit the state by the point that if they blow this out of proportion, if they assist in blowing this out of proportion, then that gives the state the further justification. The people would believe that this is really terrible and bad, and that something needs to be done, and that the state is the answer, that more regulation is the answer, and that, and indeed they may posit the idea that regulators failed in this mm-hmm. piece, but to put the fear out there about this issue, wouldn't that help the state? That's why I find this interesting, because it is coming from a corporate, media source, obviously. A lot of the stuff we talk about does. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem to be the most state-bolstering position to me.
Yeah, well, let's read through it. But that, I just wanted to bring that up in the beginning, because that's when I hear Time Magazine, that's the first thing I think. Yeah, right. But let's see what happens. Maybe they'll tell the truth here.
Back in May, this, according to Brian Walsh, I met the CEO of a major environmental group for coffee in Washington. This was a few weeks after BP's Deepwater Horizon rig had exploded, but before the oil had really made landfall along the coast. The country's attention was focused on the spill, and anything seemed possible. No one knew exactly how much oil was leaking every day. The government said perhaps 5,000 barrels a day, but independent academics reported it could be far more. Models showed that currents might be able to take the oil slick east all the way around Florida, striking the Keys, Miami Beach, and eventually much of the East Coast. And fishermen in Louisiana and hotels in Alabama and in Mississippi were already panicking over a lost summer. The environmental CEO was obviously worried about the impact of the spill on the people and the ecology of the Gulf Coast, and he was angry about the non-existent government regulation that had failed to stop the accident. Now, of course, we remember the stories about how the government regulators, well, they were supposed to be inspecting the rigs, but they were doing crank off a toaster or something like that and sleeping with one another instead of actually doing the inspections that they were supposed to do. Not that I support government inspections. I support third-party private certifiers. And it's important to explain why that would have helped in this situation. When you've got a government inspector, they aren't liable for their actions. If the government inspector comes along and instead of actually inspecting the oil rig, F's the head officer of the rig and does crank off a hunting knife in the, you know, the bedroom of this guy, then there's nothing that can be done about that besides a little smack on the hand for the government bureaucrat if they get caught doing that. And essentially, you know, they're leaving their duties. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. In the private marketplace, if you've got an insurer that is backing up one of these multi-million dollar rigs, I don't know how much these things cost, but they're not cheap. Not cheap to build, not cheap to maintain. If you've got a private insurer that's sending inspectors around who are effing around on the job and they're not getting the inspections done,
they get then, fired.
Right. There's some real accountability there. There's because the insurance company, it's in their best interest to check up on their inspectors because mm-hmm. they want to make sure that, well, the rigs they're insuring are up to spec. And if the inspectors aren't doing their jobs, there's no way they can know that. And therefore, they're putting their money at risk by the insurance policy for somebody that's screwing off. And that's just not acceptable. The people that are investors in that insurance group are not going to be cool with that. So that's an important distinction to make. So while I'm against government regulation, I'm in favor of third-party protection and certification and things like that.
And if we assume that regulation is the way to go, then these regulators weren't regulating, which is often what happens.
That's right. And actually, they get bought off or whatever.
Yeah, and Ron Paul actually got criticized the other day for saying that they didn't need regulators in banking, just law and order. Well, this is another example of you need law and order. You don't need regulators.
So the CEO was angry about the so-called non-existent government regulation, which is, you know, that's just not a true statement. Meaning that statement really means that the government regulators who did exist weren't doing their job. So therefore, the regulation was non-existent because they weren't doing their jobs. It's a tricky way to say it.
Yes.
But he also saw an opportunity. The oil spill would show Americans in sticky, visceral detail the true costs of their energy policy. Just as earlier disasters like the 1969 Santa Barbara spill had mobilized the environmental movement, the Gulf spill would motivate support for new legislation mm-hmm. to curb carbon emissions.
Ah, what does that have to do with anything?
The point I was making by, you know, the idea that Time Magazine is critical of the environmental impact shows they're not totally backing the state on this, because to back the environmental impact claims is to essentially back more environmental regulation, or in this case, the carbon stuff. So he said this to the reporter, "When the TV cameras show oil hitting Miami by the end of the summer, it's going to change a lot of minds," said the CEO. Fast forward to 6 months later. The carbon cap and trade bill, just being introduced in the Senate back in May, has died without a vote. The presidential moratorium on new deepwater drilling was lifted early this fall, before the official government report on the causes of the spill even came out. Congress never managed to pass legislation that would have overhauled drilling safety, nor did it make any new laws that would have helped move the country off fossil fuels. After the midterm elections, which swept Republicans into the House and weakened Democrats' hold over the Senate, the chances of tough climate and energy legislation seems remote. And the oil spill itself, so white hot during much of the summer, seems to have vanished entirely from the media's attention.
But there are a few things that have happened as a result of that oil spill, or whatever you want to call it. It was really a well blowout.
Yeah.
But for one, a lot of the rigs now, even though the moratorium is over, the rigs are off in Brazil now. A lot of the rigs are gone, and you
really
need to have the rigs in order to drill. And second, that dispersant that they use, that chemical dispersant that they use, is actually a bigger problem than the oil spill itself, because mm-hmm. the oil disperses and is evaporated and everything. When by using that dispersant, they actually create a bigger problem, because it made the oil sink to the bottom, stay down low.
Uh-oh.
And it's poison, so it's getting in all the shellfish, and there's a lot of people being sick from it. Eating it, mm-hmm. and also a lot of the fishermen, a lot of the cleanup workers are being poisoned by the dispersant, not the oil. They're bleeding from their noses and from their...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's really bad stuff.
So throw two chemicals into the Gulf of Mexico rather than just one, right?
Exactly. The oil is still organic. It comes from the ground,
it
and it does get absorbed over time. In fact, the oil spill up in Alaska that all the environmentalists were so upset about, that just, after a while, was absorbed, a lot of the damage.
So we'll come back with more here of what happened to the oil spill. Where did it go? What happened to the coverage? Everybody seems to have forgotten about it. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there for you, and we give them to you, including our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners right there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, like the rest of the features on our website. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you are looking for the perfect treat to bring to this year's holiday party, you need to know about George's famous baklava. All right, I know it's 2 days before Christmas, but you still need to know, or 3 days, you still need to know about George's famous baklava because it's absolutely outstanding. And it's good any old time of the year.
Do you have any more of it in your freezer?
Yes, Wayne, would you like some?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that later. Mandrick.com right now for you to go get some. I mean, everybody is crazy about this stuff.
Me being one of them.
Yeah, it's George's famous baklava. It's a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All of the ingredients are premium. For those of you that aren't watching the cam, Wayne started making five symbols. Were you counting to 50 with your hand?
Yes.
What you were doing?
Yeah. Times 10.
So all of the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect treat for any holiday party with friends, family, or coworkers. GFB is shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Tuesday, December 21st. That was yesterday, so too late there.
I forgot about Lovers, too, by the way.
To get it in time for Christmas, but so you can still get it in time for New Year's if you order it now at Mandrick.com. This would be a perfect thing for, like, a New Year's Eve party. It would be great.
It'd be good for a lover, a girlfriend, wife. You'd definitely get lucky if you brought home some of that.
It's, you know what? You might be right about that because it really, it's delicious. I recommend it. Mandrick.com. That's Mandrick with no C, MANDRIK.com. So we're going to continue talking about the Gulf oil spill here and what happened to it. The Time magazine is reporting with Brian Walsh is writing here talking about how he was interviewing this environmental CEO, and the CEO was, on one hand, upset about the oil spill, but on the other hand, very joyous in the fact that this is going to show Americans that we need more government control of everything. And as is pointed out here, and it seems to be pointed out in kind of this regretful manner, that the presidential moratorium on deepwater drilling was lifted earlier this fall, and the carbon cap and trade bill has died without a vote, and Congress never managed to pass legislation that would have overhauled drilling safety, etc., etc., as though, you know, more government is needed. And look at all this, you know, the government has failed at creating more controls and more regulation. Doggone it. And, of course, drilling is, I'm sure, plenty safe without Congress's intervention.
Well, also, when you say drilling, there's onshore drilling, and then there's deep water drilling, and then there's something in between.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they've had to resort to deep water drilling in some cases is that there's so much regulation close to the shore that they've had to go out farther and farther.
Well, they can't even drill in the United States, right? I mean, they...
Many places have forbidden that.
Yeah, so...
There's a lot of places off the shore of California that are forbidden, in Florida as well.
So, you know, the industry can handle its own safety requirements. In this case, the inspector wasn't doing its job, and the inspector is the U.S. government. So, as we were talking about before, it would make more sense to get the government out of this world and allow them to police themselves and come up with their own standards and have the third-party certifiers.
But be fully liable with no... The government has also capped the liability
of
the oil company.
Great point. I think it was only capped at like $75 million.
Yeah, it was a joke. When you could do billions in damage. So,
right.
You know, the oil companies should be able to regulate themselves, but they should also be fully liable if they make a mistake.
That's a great suggestion. So what happened, asks Time magazine. Well, some lucky breaks helped or hurt, depending on your perspective. Even though more oil was spilled by the Deepwater Horizon than any other event in U.S. history, 4.9 million barrels by the government's most recent estimate, it happened more than 40 miles into the Gulf, meaning that much of the oil had evaporated or been digested by bacteria by the time the first patches reached the marshes of southern Louisiana. A spill closer to the shore might have left the wetlands drenched, like the shores of Prince William Sound after the Exxon Valdez spill. The Gulf Coast was also lucky it was never hit by a major hurricane this season. A storm at the wrong place and wrong time could have pushed waves of oil up onto the land.
Mm-hmm.
The result was that while scientists are hesitant to make any conclusions yet, the spill didn't destroy the vulnerable Louisiana wetlands to the degree that the environmentalists had feared. The impact of the spill on the Gulf itself, on the aquatic ecosystem and the fish, and the fishermen that depend on it, it's much less clear. Some scientists have said there is a great deal of oil still suspended in the depths of the Gulf, even on the seafloor.
Mm-hmm.
But a Coast Guard report released on December 17th found there wasn't enough left to bother recovering. We may not be able to assess the impact on fisheries for years. Certain species in Prince William Sound seemed healthy for a couple of years after the Valdez spill, only to eventually collapse. But the reports, early reports, are mixed. It's even possible that the effective moratorium on most fishing in the Gulf Gulf as a result of the spill may have even given some widely hunted species a chance to bounce back. But while the economic impact on hundreds of thousands of Gulf Coast residents has been immense, the spill itself began to recede from national attention well before its true scope was known, and the damage or lack of it doesn't explain why the spill had so little impact on the politics of energy and climate. And that's explained by politics. Unlike 1969 or even 89, the environment isn't the bipartisan issue it once was. Like so much else, it's now split down the aisle, with most Democrats favoring action and nearly all Republicans steadfastly opposing it. Any idea that the oil spill would somehow have changed that probably died the day Republican Representative Joe Barton apologized to the CEO for the White House's supposed shakedown in securing a $20 billion fund from the company to pay for the spill damages. The spill wasn't horrible enough to jolt the country into action on energy and climate, but I'm not sure anything would have been enough, not with the current gridlocked political climate and not with the headlock oil and gas has over certain parts of the country. When I traveled down to Louisiana to report on the spill, I was shocked to find that most locals, as angry as they were over the disaster itself, were angrier with President Obama over the drilling moratorium. But it shouldn't have come as a surprise. A report from the Federal Reserve found that oil and gas accounted for 6.5% of Louisiana's revenue, more than five times the national average. To oppose the oil industry in Louisiana is a political death sentence, which is why Democratic senator and Republican senator, whoever, were united in their insistence on lifting the moratorium as soon as possible. So you do have a definite pro-state viewpoint coming here from this article, Wayne, where the author is saying, you know, woe is us that the politicians weren't able to come to some new conclusion on this and create a new piece of legislation, as though that would somehow fix whatever the problem was.
It also panders to Obama's political base, so to speak, because what they don't want is they don't want to tick off his base further, because if it comes out how bad it is, then of course it's Obama's fault because it was under his watch. So in a way, it's also protective of Obama with his political base, which is the extreme environmental movement that wants all these things.
That's left environmental groups glum this holiday season. If the Gulf spill won't alter our relationship with oil, what will? Perhaps only one thing: cost. The only recent time we seemed close as a country changing the way we use energy was in 2008, when gas prices skyrocketed past $4 a gallon. And those days may be coming back. Gas is nearly $3 a gallon. Last time I looked, it was over $3. And oil is creeping towards $100 a barrel as the global economy gets up off the floor. Well, one point that he's certainly not touching on here is that the oil prices are incredibly subsidized. And he's right that cost will change how people behave when it comes to energy and what they use. We can talk more about that and the subsidies the oil business receives, because it's trillions of dollars worth. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $100. $29, free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help the show out, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Now, it's too late to get stuff delivered for Christmas, but it's not too late to shop, because there's always stuff there, a whole bunch of items, dozens of categories, great prices. It's Amazon. You know them. Go ahead and start your shopping experience through amazon.freetalklive.com and get the stuff you need, get the stuff you want, and help Free Talk Live out at the same time, because we get a cut of the sale. Oh, by the way, you want to get the some of the latest liberty-oriented news? Go to freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. And you can get it every single day. Always fresh news up there. And it's real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go now to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So we're going to continue here, Wayne. We were talking about the Gulf oil spill and sharing a piece from Time magazine that kind of speculates aloud as to, well, doggone it, why couldn't something happen as to the, you know, the government? They just did nothing, which is sometimes what the government does. Sometimes they don't act very quickly when people would like them to act quickly.
And they bungle things a lot.
Yep, and they bungled in the case of the oil spill. It was government bungling that led to this. But it's not that the Time magazine is pointing that out. They're pointing out that they think more government involvement is necessary, as though another layer of watchers is going to help the existing watchers. This was a problem that the commies had, where you know, there was one layer of police for another layer of police, and so on and so forth. I mean, how many times do you hire a new bureaucracy to watch another bureaucracy to make sure that they're staying within the lines? And if the first bureaucracy was subject to corruption, what makes you think the second group of bureaucrats won't be subject to corruption?
Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with Wall Street, too. With all the corruption on Wall Street, they're saying we need more regulators, or the regulators need to do a better job.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
Well, if they were to, as the article here would suggest, have some sort of legislation passed, that would at least give the government their favorite ability to pat themselves on the back and pretend like they've done something. In this case, they can't even do that. In this case, there was a deadlock, or the politics essentially resulted in the oil companies getting their moratorium on the drilling repealed, and so the environmentalists will look at that and they'll say, well, that's terrible news. The government didn't do what they should have done. But even if they actually did do something, even if they did pass some kind of legislation, that would just be a PR stunt, because nothing would actually change in the same way that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, isn't significantly changed since Katrina, even though what they did was publicly replace the head officer of it, as though that is going to change how the bureaucracy works or change the incentives or the backwards incentives that apply to government bureaucracy. It doesn't do anything. It just changes out the figurehead, but it does give them the ability to say, look, we've done something.
There's also another important distinction here, and that's environmentalism, because I think I can speak for you in saying that you and I are both environmentalists, but we're not statist environmentalists. We believe
I like trees.
Right.
I love
trees.
I like clean air.
Clean water.
Yeah.
But the best way to approach a clean environment is done in a decentralized way, using private property and the marketplace.
Oh, absolutely.
My belief, and I know yours is too, whereas a lot of people who call themselves environmentalists want the state.
It's backed up. It's backed up by evidence.
Sure, sure. But a lot of these people who call themselves environmentalists want the state to be the arbiter of who's polluting and who isn't, and punish these people who are.
Right, because they believe violence solves problems, and they believe that the state is effective. When it can get down and do what it needs to do, the state is the tool. It's actually a tool of violence, and they don't understand that that tool, that violence, has unintended consequences that in many cases create the opposite of what they are intending to do, and that is help the environment. So you put the government in charge of it. Well, it turns out the government doesn't have the right incentives, in the same way that the government inspectors on the oil rig didn't have the right incentives to actually get the inspections done. The government land managers don't have the right incentives to take care of the land that they're supposed to take care of. Dr. Mary Ruart, in her book Healing Our World, talks about this to a great extent, about how the government land managers are more interested in leasing out the land for short-term profit rather than thinking about the long-term options of taking care of it. And then they lease out this land or a swath of ocean or whatever it is they're leasing out. They lease it out to these companies. And the companies don't care because they don't own it. They'll come in and they'll strip mine it, or they'll cut all the trees down or whatever, and they'll destroy the environmental aspects of that property. And nobody cares. Nobody, it just goes over and that's that. That's that. Nobody even pays attention to it. And it's happening all over the place. In most of the places where you have the strip mining and things like that, in a lot of cases you're going to find that it's actually government property that's been leased to a private company, not the private company's own private land.
And then when you consider that the federal government is probably the largest polluter in the world, so how in the world is the largest polluter in the world going to regulate polluters?
It's so ludicrous. But they don't think about these things, Wayne. They don't know about this stuff. The environmentalists, they don't know that. All they know is what they were taught in school.
Yeah.
Which, of course, was government school. And what we were taught in school was, and I don't remember if I had to do this, but I know they do it today, where you're in elementary school and the assignment is, okay, kids, you're the president. What law would you pass? And it's that mindset of, well, if you were in charge, what would you do? That's what the government allows you to do. If you can get your people in charge, you can do anything. It's like magic. Just pass a law, and the environment will be cleaned up. Just pass a law, and the corporations will be whipped into shape. Of course, ignoring the fact that corporations are created by the government. That limited liability is a concept that the government created. the $75 million cap on liability for the oil spills that we were talking about earlier. Government created that.
That's penny candy to that industry.
That's like a day's profits.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, and there's nothing wrong with making profits.
No, certainly not.
Yeah. The problem is when you make profits and you don't and you harm people in doing that. That's the issue here.
Right. And the government actually empowers these companies to do more harm. It empowers them by limiting their liability and ignoring the things that they do and being able to be easily corrupted and bought off. Consumer Reports, are they going to get bought off by Mitsubishi for the next television review that they do? And they, Consumer Reports magazine, always looking at new products and comparing and contrasting. No, they are completely independent from those companies. And if you don't believe it, they have ways of showing you their independence. And if you don't believe it, start your own consumer reporting organization
and
check their claims.
The other thing that really chaps my hide about this whole thing is the oil industry is heavily subsidized by the federal government.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
And secondly, the oil industry is really a cartel because in the energy industry, because there's been repeated stories over decades about how the oil industry has basically gotten after independent inventors, and I think the free market would make the burning of oil pretty much obsolete. You know, oil would just be used to make plastics at that point.
It would depend on costs, and that's the one thing that this article really gets right. Where he talks about how the article writer is frustrated by people's lack of interest in this issue and how they're willing to continue supporting the oil companies, especially in Louisiana where it's big business. Mm-hmm. And he bemoans these things, but then points out that he believes the best way to get people to alter their relationship with oil is if the cost goes up. And he does point out that the cost is rising, and there are reasons for that. But there also needs to be pointed out, and he doesn't point this out, that the cost of oil is subsidized in this country, and very heavily so. Mm-hmm. One of the main subsidies is the military, and the fact that there's this multi-trillion-dollar government bureaucracy that goes around the world and essentially, especially in the Middle East, secures drilling platforms. I mean, that's basically a job description for the military. And so everybody is forced to pay for that, whether they use oil or not. Everybody that's got a windmill and solar panels on their homes, if they're paying income tax, they're paying to support the very industry that they've spent their own money personally to try to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk more about the costs here in a little bit, because it's a very important factor in this discussion. 800-259-9231. Also welcome your thoughts as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Christmas week, and we are here live. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. And so, by the way, some of those features include things like our bulletin board system. Our wiki is another way you can get interactive. We mentioned the BBS earlier, but wiki.freetalklive.com is over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Go and edit virtually anything you see there. wiki.freetalklive.com. And by the way, Mark, who is not here this week, is getting ready next year to go on a cruise. They're going to be calling it an unconference. And it'll be a cruise that'll include not just Mark, but also Stefan Molyneux and Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty. And so it's going to be a good time, I'm sure. Unfortunately, I have to stay here to kind of keep things running. But the boat is going to have an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. It leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November. So you've got plenty of time to get the plans made, get the tickets. You can, in fact, reserve your berth now. In fact, you should, because apparently prices are going to go up over time as the rooms start to sell down. It's a $535 is the low price for a double occupancy, and of course you can get a nicer suite up from that as well if you want. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. You can do that today at cruise.freetalklive.com. So get your reserve your berth now. 800-259-9231. You've done a cruise before, I take it, Wayne?
Not in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been a while for me. I went when I was a teenager, and I had a lot of fun. So it's a good time if you haven't been on one of them. So 800-259-9231. We're talking about the oil spill and what happened to it. It has kind of disappeared from the national conversation, much to the chagrin of many people who wanted to see greater government involvement in that particular field and greater government involvement in the environment as well. And as we've touched on here tonight, Wayne, it's actually, I think you pointed out, the government is the largest polluter in the world. I believe that to be true. I know for a fact they're the largest polluter in the United States. And specifically, it's the U.S. military that is the largest polluter. It's, I believe that Dr. Mary Ruart says in her book, Healing Our World, that the U.S. military is a bigger polluter than the four top corporate polluters combined.
And then when you consider all the depleted uranium they're dumping in all these other countries and all the things they're doing, and then if they don't like the trucks they get, they're blowing them up out in the desert. I mean, it's just a mess.
Yeah, it's so incredibly wasteful. And so the idea that the government is to whom we should turn to help the environment is just, it's so backwards. And it's a shame that more people that are in the environmental movement don't see this. But they're not looking for it. They're not looking for that information. What they're looking for are ways to control people. They're looking for new solutions to affect human behavior in a way that they think would be beneficial to the environment.
They want to keep their power. You know, the environmental movement, to some degree, is also a way to control people. But look at the global warming scam. I mean, it's a false pretense. They're trying to create
the carbon stuff.
Yeah, the carbon credits and all that. It's a false paradigm to control people.
So, as Time Magazine points out here in their article about what happened to the Gulf spill, the article's writer is absolutely correct that if gas prices go up, then people will get serious about finding alternatives to oil. And it's unfortunate that, again, it's the government that's keeping the gas prices down. You pointed out, I think it was during a break, Wayne, you pointed out that when the gas prices were going up a couple years back.
Yeah, by 2008, about early to mid-2008, oil prices went to $147 a barrel. Gas prices were going up well over $4 a gallon. And I could see a lot of people I knew that were getting rid of their SUVs and their big cars, and they're buying small cars. At the time, the lease was up on my SUV. I got rid of it, and I got a smaller car. And I love it. I'm glad I did it, because I spend $25 filling my tank now.
As opposed to?
Oh, geez, I would be about 50 or 60, depending on the price of gas.
Yeah. So a lot of people were doing that, and your point was they did that quickly.
It didn't take them
a long time.
I noticed within the period of 2 or 3 months that the change in behavior was instantaneous.
Well, because the market moves fast, and necessity is the mother of invention. So because the oil prices are artificially kept low by the military, among other corporate benefits that the oil companies are granted because of the government, because the oil prices are kept artificially low, there's not as much reason for the competitors out there, whatever the alternative energy sources are, maybe some that we don't even know about yet, there's not as much of an incentive for them to go out there and compete if they can't bring their competition to market at a rate that's competitive to the oil industry. Because price does matter. And while there are some people that are the early adopter types that are going to be willing to pay top dollar to get away from the standard natural gas / oil, whatever product and move toward, say, solar or wind power or whatever the next thing is. There are people that are willing to pay top dollar for that, but most people aren't. Most people, it is a cost analysis, and they're looking and they're saying, well, is it worth it to get rid of the SUV? Yes, it is, because we're going to pay off whatever this new, we're going to buy the cost of the car and the amount of money that we're going to save in gas over time, presuming the prices continue to go up and presuming that things are continue as they are. But the market makes these decisions quickly. They don't have to. There doesn't have to be some central planner to say, to anoint the new, and this is what the government wants to do. The government would love to kind of come up with the next big thing. They fund some of the research into the alternatives, and they would love to be able to just kind of anoint one and say, oh, this is the future of energy. And they may very well attempt
like
to do
corn
that.
Ethanol,
right? And then whoops, they made a mistake,
a big mistake. Yeah.
And oops, well, they might make another mistake, and it's very likely they're going to make a mistake because, well, they're the government and they screw things up. And when they make a big mistake like that, it costs a lot of people, because people look at that and they say to themselves, well, the government knows what they're talking about. They've got experts and billions of dollars, so this must be the new energy source. Let's adopt it. And turns out that it's the ethanol thing was actually it was more environmental damaging to actually create the ethanol. I forget the exact
details. It took more energy to create energy than it did. In other words, there were too many inputs. Yeah, because of the tractors and growing the corn and processing it, and it just wasn't economically viable.
It was a big boondoggle.
Major boondoggle. And it helped the corn producers. It was actually a subsidy for the big agribusiness corn producers.
Yeah.
It was a payoff to them. And actually, if you import sugarcane and use sugarcane for ethanol, it's actually much more cost effective. But they have all these big tariffs. On Brazilian sugar,
right?
And there's a
that's
few
why
other
there's
ways.
Corn syrup,
right? That's why
because
they
of the
corn
tariffs.
Syrup and everything. Yeah,
so
exactly,
it's just a mess. And the only real solution to true energy independence, to getting away from the oil industry, is to get away from government. But the environmental people, the guys that are out there doing lobbying for the so-called for the environment, they don't see that. And so they're not clamoring for it. Maybe if they would, then there'd be something that would be more likely to change because they're fairly influential. But most people aren't paying attention to that side of this discussion. And so, therefore, the only thing that's ever talked about is how we can control people and tax people, because the idea that taxing people and giving the government more money is going to somehow lead us to more environmental safety or security is just, it's so crazy.
And then if you consider the loss of all these millions of manufacturing jobs in the last 10 or 15 years, well, for one, if the price of oil went up, then it would no longer be economically feasible to ship things so far away here, so you'd have more factories coming here again. And then also, even at today's prices of oil, a lot of...
Well, even if factories came back here, Wayne, that means that prices still go up because of all the government regulations on factories, which are really originally what drove them out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to bring up, is that even at today's prices, a lot of CEOs of companies say the reason why they had to take it offshore was, A, the corporate tax rate in the United States is the second highest in the world, soon to be the first, the highest. And second, all the regulations make
OSHA.
It makes it a pain in the neck to build a factory. In fact, Intel said it costs them $1 billion
more. The workers. You don't care about the workers.
Yes, I do. I care about the workers a lot. I want to see high-paying jobs.
We need regulations to get high-paying jobs. We need regulations for safety. Wayne, you want people to cut their arms off in the factory.
Sure. Why not?
Come on. You don't really want that, right?
Of course not.
Well, don't we need the government to make sure that people are safe in their workplace?
I think that people have an incentive, A, to watch after themselves, and second, the companies don't want their employees walking out of the factory missing an arm.
Yeah, but robber barons, Wayne, robber barons.
Well, there are some robber barons, but the market takes care of those people, especially with the communications that you have today.
Especially if it's an open market as well, and not a regulated market where there are two players that are government approved, and you essentially have the ability for them to cartelize with one another, and if they're the only people that are out there and you're not free to start up a competitor, then conditions can be kind of crappy in that case.
Oh, they can. That's the whole problem when they talk about robber barons, is they don't realize that these robber barons were basically had political connections.
Sure.
And they were able to get away with a lot of what they did because of their political connections, where the guys in politics were looking the other way and letting them have their way.
Yeah, like the railroad people back then. I forget, I don't have the names in front of me right now, but there are plenty of examples of this. And there's plenty of examples of it today as well, in the form of all of the regulatory boards out there, which are essentially good old boys clubs.
Yep.
For the people that have been in the business a long time, and they create new regulations, grandfather themselves in, and then apply the new regulations to the people that want to start in that business, thereby keeping out the upstarts and keeping out the new competition and keeping out the new innovation and the better working environments and things like that. More coming up. You take control. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.